Greetings once again, listeners. This is your host, Kurt Anderson, presenting a special edition of the Studio 360 program devoted to the cultural highlights of the year 1914. The world is reeling from the news of the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, the presumptive heir to the throne of Austria-Hungary, while visiting Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia. The assassin is reported to be a Yugoslav nationalist, opposed to rule by the Austrian Empire. The killing threatens the already fragile alliances in Europe, and peace-loving people of all nations are deeply concerned. Here now with a detailed account of the events of that day in June is Mr. Alexander Hemon, the Bosnian writer who's a native of Sarajevo.
The Accordion by Alexander Hemon.
The horses are trotting stolidly, and the coach is bobbing steadily, and Archduke Franz Ferdinand's eyelids are listlessly sliding down his corneas. The weighty eyelids are about to reach the bottom, but then the horse on the left raises its tail, embarrassingly similar to the tassel on the Archduke's resplendent helmet, and the Archduke can see the horse's anus slowly opening, like a camera aperture. The coach is passing between two tentacles of an ostensibly exultant throng. They wave little flags and cheer in some monkey language. Would it be called Bosnian? Wonders the Archduke. Children with filthy faces and putrid cracked teeth run up and down between the legs of the crowd. The Archduke recognizes the secret police, with their impeccable mustaches, with stern black hats that clearly look grotesque among blood-red fezes, much like topsy-turvy flower pots with short tassels, and women with little curtains over their faces. The secret police stand stiff, throwing skillful side glances, waiting for the opportunity to show off their alertness. The left horse is dropping turret like dark, deflated tennis balls. The shallow, obscure river behind the back of the Archduke's foreign cunning denizens is reeking of rotten sauerkraut. The Archduke looks at the Archduchess and sees her face in a cramp of disgust. It would be very unseemly if she starts vomiting again in front of all these people, he thinks. The coach rolls between two cordons of smirking people waving ridiculous tiny flags and vapid marble-faced secret policemen. The Archduke then sees a man with an accordion stretched over his chest. The man is smiling sincerely, it appears. He may even be delighted. He doesn't seem to be playing the accordion, just holding it. The Archduke's gaze breaks to the crowd, and he can now see that one of the keys is missing. He can see the dark rectangle in place of the missing key. The coach passes the man, and the Archduke thinks he can sense the man's gaze on his back. He's tempted to turn around, but that would obviously be unseemly. The Archduke wonders about these strange people, about this man who doesn't seem to possess any hatred toward him and the Empire, not yet at least, and he begins to wonder, what happened to that key? Can you play a song without that key? How would Liebestod sound with one of the notes never being played? Maybe that man never played that key. Maybe he'll never play that note in his entire life. Strange people, thinks the Archduke. He decides to tell the Archduchess about the man with the accordion. Perhaps it would cheer her up. There's a man with an accordion, announces the Archduke into the Archduchess's ear. The Archduchess winces as though he's delirious. What are you talking about? He leans towards her. There's a man. But then he sees a pistol and a straight, tense arm behind it, and a young, scrawny man at the end of the arm with a thin mustache and fiery eyes. He sees the pistol retching and bursts of light at the pistol's mouth. He feels something pushing him against the seat and then punching him in his belly, and all the sounds have disappeared. Besides the quick-swelling, incomprehensible fear that he can do nothing about and tries to ignore, all he can think of is an evening at Marling. The Archduchess played Liebestod on the piano, much too slowly, while he sat in the armchair by the fireplace, feeling the heat on the left side of his back. He wasn't listening to the Archduchess. He was struggling not to doze off. And then he had a rapid thought. which he immediately suppressed. Oh my God, how vernacular and ungraceful was the Archduchess's beauty, and how unbearably vapid and stupid Liebestod really was. He wants to tell her he's painfully sorry now, but the Archduchess, her face frozen in repulsion, the Archduchess is already dead. Most of this story is a consequence of irresponsible imagination and shameless speculation. A case in point. The Archduke died in a car, which took a wrong turn and then virtually parked in front of the assassin, whose pants were soaked with urine. Parts of it, however, washed against my shores, having floated on the sea of history books, dotted with islands of black and white photographs. A considerable part reached me after it passed through the tunnels and mazes of family memories and legends. For the man with the accordion was none other than my great-grandfather, freshly arrived in Bosnia from Ukraine. He was in Sarajevo for the first and only time in his life to obtain papers for the promised piece of land, the bait that brought him to Bosnia. He was a peasant and had never been in a big city. The fuss and giddiness that he encountered in the city, blessed by the Archduke's visit and then cursed by his death, overwhelmed him, so much so that he spent nearly a fifth of his savings buying the accordion from a gypsy at a city market. By the time he got back to his new home on a hill called Vučiak, World War I was well on its way. He was recruited within a couple of weeks and went to Galicia to fight for the Empire, where he died of dysentery. The accordion outlived him by some 50 cacophonic years, losing a few more keys along the way. It met its demise with a discordant accordion sigh after my blind uncle Theodore, a grenade had exploded in his hands when he was 6, threw himself on the bed where the accordion helplessly lay. Uncle Theodore is now stuck in the Serb part of Bosnia. Most of my family is scattered across Canada. This story was written in Chicago, where I live, on the subway, after a long day of arduous work as a parking assistant, Anno Domini, 1996.
That story was The Accordion by Alexander Hemon, which he read. His most recent published work is The Book of My Lives. The composer and accordionist Will Holzhauser scored the story.